Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion on the issues each and every day as we face the issues. We depend on you, our listening audience. In fact, for some that may be new listeners, this broadcast is formatted on the basis of a Q&A. We ask the questions, you join in the dialogue and the discussion with the answers, or asking your questions and allowing us to respond with the answers. And let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on a biblical worldview. A central biblicist worldview simply says that as we see things taking place locally, nationally, and universally around the globe, we look at the Word of God and see what God's Word says about it. A biblical worldview means that all that we see taking place politically, socially, economically, militarily, theologically, doctrinally, biblically, can all be found in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. That's having a biblical worldview. It's literally taking the issues in the world and viewing them through the prism of the Word of God. It is God's Word that is first, foremost, and final, according to the biblical record. And it's that which we as Christians, as conservatives, and as patriots ought to use as our indelible guideline for life and living. As we look at the Word of God, Jesus speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said this, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." And then, ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117:2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. We need to recognize that other, quote, truths are here for a while, and then they're gone. They're here for a season, and then they're gone. It's the truth of the Word of God that stands the indelible test of time. And yet we find that the secularist George Orwell made a powerful statement that seems to be relevant today. He said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find that to be factual today. We find those that are rejecting the truth, denying the truth, refusing to embrace the truth. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason, hear me, is the reason that we see the decline and the debauchery and the debates taking place about what is happening in America today. It is where there's a mindset that I have my truth, you have your truth, and there's no real truth. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, the headline says, "Most young Americans say there's no absolute truth." Further in that article, it's a latest survey, says 55% of the Americans, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't operate that way. There can't be a real society on that basis. Cannot be a factual underpinning or foundation when there's a vacillating, fluctuating idea of what truth really is. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And I believe that's precisely correct today. Yet we need to go back to the fundamentals. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made a powerful statement. He says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And I believe we need to come back to that today. We've been watching in this political arena, the political climate, leading up to the election today, where there is a vast divergence from what would be called truth. I've been in Jacksonville for 40 plus years, and I've never seen a political climate become so down and dirty as we've seen in this particular political climate, with some of the supposed moral, ethical, upstanding citizens running for office and yet mudslinging and lying, literally lying, to try to win the seat that they're vying for. We need to go back to seeking the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth. But ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, as conservatives, we need to recognize that we're rapidly approaching the day that as we defend the truth, we need to realize we may be defending the truth even to death. And I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about the number of people that's willing to defend the truth to that degree. And yet we find in many occasions in history past, nation upon nation got to that point where there was a desperation for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the hurricane backup power equipment. They can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. There's a good identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24-7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about today, turning point in America. Turning point in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have reached a turning point in our nation. And I illustrate it this way. I like to play checkers. I watch chess. Chess gets too long and too boring for me. I like to have a good, fast checker game where I can win the board, wrap the game up, and start another game. But as you watch people play, perhaps you've played chess, perhaps you've played checkers. Most of the time you've either played it or watched it, a good game of checkers and a good game of chess. But do you recall, ladies and gentlemen, do you recall when you watched that chess player, when you watched that checker player, and you saw a move that was made, and you knew without doubt when that move was made, it was the turning point in the game? Well, I believe we're witnessing today what I believe is a turning point in our nation. In our nation, we're witnessing a turning point. For 246 years, ladies and gentlemen, we've seen God's hand and His blessing and His protection in America. And I believe God's blessed America because of our founding principles and because of our faith in God and because of our acknowledgement of God in our society, in our political endeavors, in our educational life. But today, ladies and gentlemen, due to our national political agenda being focused on dividing our citizens, destroying our families, and dethroning God, I believe we're facing the challenges today more than ever, and the dangers are literally some of the political enemies in our nation. This is the reason I have been so consistently saying on this broadcast, we need to be very, very careful of those that we elect to local, state, and national office, because God has given us an election guide in His Word, and in His Word it's very, very clear. We need to elect those that are able men, such as fear God, men of faith, hating covetousness. And I believe that's what God seeks today in the election. I believe we have our District 6 councilman and up for re-election, Michael Boylan, on the line with us today. Michael, go ahead with your statements and your comments about the election and what is taking place today.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, first let me say thank you for your support and your light that you shine on all of these challenges our community faces, our country faces. So thank you for that, first and foremost. Yeah, I it is frustrating to see how we denigrate or degrade each other and, you know, stretch the truth. And it's unfortunate. As the kind of person you know I am, that is not something I have an appetite for. And I think it's actually counterproductive for those who try and do it, because sooner or later the truth comes out.
Absolutely. You're right. That is something that is needed. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Michael is the District 6 representative. He is the city councilman for our district. And I have said this to his face, and I've said it behind his back, and I can say it again on the radio broadcast today. I am thankful for his stand, for his faith and focus on what he does. And the statements he just made, ladies and gentlemen, about the way that the political arena has devolved today, I believe it is an indictment on our city, on our state, and on our nation when we see that being played out in the political arena. Michael, take just a few minutes and give a call out to our listeners as to why you deserve their vote.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, first of all, I'll let you know I'm standing on the corner of Orange Picker and San Jose Boulevard with sign in hand, encouraging folks to support me today as they vote. So, a little preoccupied with some of that, so if I get cut off, I apologize. But, you know, this is my second term, hopefully, if I'm elected. I have no anticipation of being making politics a career for me. It's an opportunity for providing public service. And I think that's really the mainstay that any person should use in getting, as a barometer for getting into this business. Why are you doing this? To help make Mandarin, Jacksonville a better place for my children, my grandchildren, and, you know, my friends and neighbors. That's pure and simple. And, you know, if I can do that either as a public servant and assisting them in getting issues addressed and or addressing policy issues as well. So I really enjoy the opportunity to do that. I wake up every day thinking about this. I don't have another job. It's a calling, to your point.
Amen. Well, I agree with that. In fact, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, if you picked up the point that Michael just made, that he doesn't have another job. It's not a matter of having a split focus. And I am thankful for the accessibility. And I know that that's found not just with me and accessibility to be able to communicate with Michael as my councilman as needed. That doesn't mean he's sitting by the phone waiting to receive a call and he's indicted some way if he doesn't return it immediately, but he's available. And I believe that's what we need to look for, ladies and gentlemen, in the political arena today, are those that recognize the needs of the community and will be available to try to meet those needs. That's what we elect city council members for, that will stand for truth and be able men, as Exodus chapter 18, verse 21 reminds us. The scripture in that 18th chapter and 21st verse says we need to place men in a leadership role that are able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. And I can say from my perspective, Michael meets all of those qualifications biblically. So, Michael, I am thankful for you, thankful for your candidacy. Looking forward to hearing the victory celebration this evening once the votes are in and all of the votes have been tabulated and counted. And I can just simply say this, and you don't have to respond to it, but just hear me out. The opposition that you have to get on board and then at the last minute, and I received a smear card in my mailbox yesterday to, in the last minute, drop a smear campaign against the opponent, I think is indicative of how that particular person would lead if he's in office. I'm ashamed of some of our politicians doing that in our city. It's bad enough on a national and a statewide level, but it ought not to be on a local level. And so it's my prayer today, ladies and gentlemen, that we'll reelect Michael Boylan as our leader in the 6th District here in Mandarin. Michael, thank you so much. God bless you. Looking forward to the victory celebration this evening.
Thank you, sir, and appreciate your service as well. Take
God
care.
Bless you. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the turning point in America today, and I believe the turning point begins when we see what is taking place and we understand that move. And just as I mentioned a moment ago, when you look at the chess player, when you look at the checker player, when you look at the professionals in that realm, and I've been intrigued by it on the occasions I've had the opportunity to watch all day, all week, chess games, chess matches, and checkers, and I enjoy that intrigue. But I can tell you, if you're moving the chessmen or the checkers, time you make the move, you understand that the game is over. It might take several more minutes or several more days if it's chess, but the game's over. And I see that taking place so rapidly before our eyes in America today. And I believe that it should concern every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, because listen very carefully. If we lose our nation, and most of the main conservative leaders in America today are admitting that we have become a banana republic, that we have become a third world nation. And all of that's indicative of the destruction of what we would call biblical, moral, ethical values. And if we go that, continue that direction, we've lost America. When you have people like Jerry Nadler in the U.S. House of Representatives just a few months ago, when there was a debate about a bill that would further the immoral standards in America, and a conservative Republican Christian congressman was on the floor reading the Bible, explaining how this is wrong, that bill they were trying to pass, and the moral degradation that it would bring. Jerry Nadler screamed to the top of his voice, "God's word has no place in the halls of Congress." Now, ladies and gentlemen, that explains, I believe, pretty vividly what I'm talking about, the turning point in America. I believe today we're watching the political agenda being forced upon us, foisted upon us as a nation, dividing our citizens. By the way, when you study Marxism, Karl Marx had 10 major points in Marxism. And the top three, as you synthesize and you boil it all down, the top three on the agenda of Marxism is to divide the nation ethnically, destroy the nuclear family, and thirdly, to dethrone God. And we're watching that rapidly taking place in our great nation today. Unfortunately, we have those within the political arena, we have those within the academic arena, and unfortunately, we have those in the religious arena today that they have embraced the woke cancel culture. And the woke cancel culture, as we have so described or called it in the recent few years, is part and parcel of the undermining of the foundation of our great nation. It destroys the warp and the woof, and that's old term, meaning the general fabric of our nation. And a good example of that, ladies and gentlemen, is what is taking place in New York today. Manhattan District Attorney has made it a point, and by the way, the Manhattan District Attorney, put into office by George Soros, by the Soros funding, and George Soros has bought and paid for dozens of these district attorneys across America that have a goal in mind of destroying anything that's called morals and ethics and values, destroying anything that's called a constitutional republic in our nation. And the district attorney in Manhattan is out to destroy Donald Trump. He says when he was running for office that he would indict Donald Trump. Well, when he first went into office, he determined that he couldn't do it because the charges could not be sustained. But now he's pushing it forward in these last days. Listen, I'm looking at a headline, Jonathan Turley, Manhattan's DA's potential case against Trump is legally pathetic. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley planned reports of the looming potential case against former President Donald Trump after the former commander-in-chief announced he may be arrested in the week ahead. That's today. That was the supposed time. It could be the latter part of the week. But they've targeted and pressed forward with today. Now, two or three things has taken place in the last 24 hours, wherein the former attorney for Michael Cohen, which had a letter of authorization for him to basically traverse the client attorney-client privilege, and he, i.e. he, the former attorney for Michael Cohen, went into the closed-door session of the impaneled jurors to explain to them that what Michael Cohen is saying cannot be depended upon. But Michael Cohen has now determined that he will say anything, do anything, and will lie if needed to keep him out of spending more time in jail. He's already been prosecuted. He's already been sentenced. He's already served time. And now he's trying to shorten that time by trying to destroy Donald J. Trump. This article says, Turley planned, Turley penned a report of the looming potential case against President Donald J. Trump after the former commander-in-chief announced he may be arrested next week. Alleged unnamed court sources have told multiple news outlets that Trump could be indicted in the near future, while Trump said via Truth Social that he expected to be arrested Monday, expected to be arrested by the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Beggs, Braggs, B-R-A-G-G-S, out of Braggs' office. Trump has denied any claims about having any affair that would be going back to the 2000s. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, even in the state of New York, the time limit would be 2 years for something to be done in a prosecutable way. This has been almost 7 years, and yet there's a dredging out old charges to try to bring them up. And you find that not just in New York, but you find that with the charges they're trying to bring, with the indictments they're planning on bringing up in Georgia and in other cases. Very frankly, when the socialist Marxist media and the woke culture in the political arena finally forced President Trump's tax returns to be made public, do you recall there was about a 24-hour furor about those tax returns on the Communist Network News? And there's been total silence since then. Do you know why? Because his tax returns proved that he was the first president, the only president in the history of the United States of America, in recent years in particular, that lost money as a result of becoming our president. So they've not said anything more about his tax returns. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a person that's bought and paid for in the office of a district attorney that made it his point in his election to say that he was going to indict President Trump. I'm looking at Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe we're in the mourning stage in America today, simply because of what we are doing in our declension away from God. We have banned God in the classroom. We banned God in the public arena. We banned prayer in Jesus' name. And as a result of that, we're watching the turning point in America. The turning point literally being that point in time that we've gone beyond a potential of any rehabilitation for us as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. Today's election day. I pray that you've already voted. If you have, I'd love to hear from you. How did you vote? You don't have to call your name, but how did you vote? Did you vote correctly? Did you vote based on the Word of God? Did you vote for the proper candidates that's going to have their faith's focus on God and what God's word would have us to do? How did you vote? I'd love to hear from you. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another article that's focused on the attempt to destroy Donald Trump. Here's an article that's titled, Organize His Domestic Terrorist. Leftists literally melt down over Trump's response to the potential arrest. Liberals melted down Saturday over former President Donald Trump's response to the potential of arrest reportedly scheduled for next Tuesday. That's today. He would be arrested. She should be arrested. He should be indicted. This is statements people make. And the charges that's being indicted are on minimal as opposed to the charges that I believe could have been indicted on. Representative Maxine Waters told MSNBC, I don't know what's going on, what's going to happen when he announces himself. It's almost like he's attempting to organize his own domestic terrorists to show up and to resist him being arrested. Ladies and gentlemen, they try to make a big scarecrow, a big boogie-boo out of Donald J. Trump that he can single-handedly control America, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, I commend former President Donald J. Trump for having a spine broad enough, strong enough, and straightforward enough to try to clean the sewer in Washington, D.C. I believe he needs another 4 years at it to be able to accomplish what I believe needs to be done in our nation's capital. We have taken all of our thugs with badges, and we have made them into Gestapo units in our nation. We're watching our nation become a third world nation, and I believe it's because we've dethroned God. We're attempting to destroy our nation by dividing our people and to interrupt and, if not totally destroy, what would be called the nuclear family. So, ladies and gentlemen, you might say, well, why are we concerned about that? Why should a Christian be concerned about that? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we lose our Bill of Rights, if we lose our constitutional republic, we lose our Bill of Rights, if we lose the Bill of Rights, we have no freedoms of religion, no freedom of speech, no right to keep and bear arms. And those are the major things in the first two amendments that ought to concern every child of God, every Christian, every conservative ought to be concerned about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at a headline article. Trey Gowdy, he's a former congressman, Trey Gowdy from South Carolina, former congressman. He is now a commentator for Fox News. Trey Gowdy warns, Bragg's, that's the DA in Manhattan, Bragg's war against Trump risks the future of America. Hear the headline. Bragg's war against Trump risks the future of America. And the article states, it's dated yesterday, the 20th, it's never happened before. So the impact of a prosecutor's move to charge a former president with a crime remains uncertain. Listen to the article. But former Congressman Trey Gowdy says it's that the agenda Manhattan prosecutor Alvin Bragg is pursuing against President Donald Trump charges that federal authorities and election officials both rejected and could bring that could bring down the nation. Now listen. Here's a man that's put in office by George Soros. George Soros hates America. He hates the Constitutional Republic. He hates the capitalistic system, though he's made billions and billions by destroying economies and then buying them back. But ladies and gentlemen, here's a puppet, Alvin Bragg, that's now single-handedly wanted to take down the former U.S. President Donald J. Trump. And Trey Gowdy says that that will destroy our nation if this is successful. He says, now we're a nation where politics reigns supreme, Gowdy said in his commentary, quote, the end justifies the means. Use the system to reward friends and punish foes. It's if this persists, the greatest experiment in the world on self-governance the world has ever known will surely fail. Ladies and gentlemen, we ought to sit up and take notice. We need to make a determination that everything that we do, politically speaking, in America starts at home. Politics is a home event. And that means today, as we're voting for this local election, we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, what it connotes and what the future holds for our city. Therefore, we need to vote and vote biblically. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be asking you after the top of the hour news, we're going to be asking you to call in. Tell us if you voted, how you voted, what the turnout looks like, and what you project will be the future of Jacksonville after this election. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative.